Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. There were many times during the Mosaic Covenant when God had to discipline His people. Probably the best-known examples were the period of Egyptian bondage and the Babylonian exile. The Jews had become so disobedient that God had no choice but to bring them to their spiritual senses by removing them from the Promised Land. Although Solomon does not specifically mention the periods of the exile, he does speak of God's discipline of His people. My son, do not despise the chastening or discipline of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, even as a father the son in whom He delights. Proverbs 3:11-12. From the time of God's deliverance of the Jews from Egyptian bondage until the end of the Jewish nation, the prophets and other leaders among the Jews constantly reminded them of God's graciousness in delivering them from the hands of the Pharaoh. But the day would come, Jeremiah said, when the Israelites would not speak of deliverance from Egypt, but of their being brought out of Babylon. Therefore, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that they shall no more say, The Lord lives, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord lives, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all the countries where I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Jeremiah 23:7-8. Everyone who has read the Old Testament carefully knows how many times the prophets reminded the Jews of God's goodness and power in bringing them out of Egypt. Psalm 78 tells what God had done for the Israelites during their stay in Egypt. Now He had delivered them from their oppression. He then adds, God made His own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock, and He led them safely so that they did not fear. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies, and He brought them to the border of His sanctuary, even to this mountain, which His right hand purchased. He cast out the heathen before Him, and divided them an inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. Psalm 78:53-55. The Israelites were encouraged to remember their deliverance from Egypt as an example of God's great love for His people and His desire to provide them with all the blessings they needed. The story of the Exodus from Egypt was to be told over and over to their children so they would not forget God's goodness. But the generation following the Jews' departure from Babylon would primarily remember what God had done in bringing the seed of Israel out of the north country. They would continue to tell the story of the Exodus, but their major emphasis would be God's gracious deliverance from Babylon. We can understand why God's holiness led Him to discipline the Israelites for their idolatry, for their sexual impurity, and for their rebellion against His law. But we must also understand that God desires the best for His children. He does not discipline His people purely out of anger, although He was angry with the Israelites many times, but because of His love for them. He wanted the Israelites, and He wants us, to learn from His disciplinary activities. His discipline of His people has always been designed to help us grow into the kind of people He wants us to be. The Hebrew writer quoted the words I read to you from Proverbs 3, and then he added, For our earthly parents for a few days disciplined us after their own wisdom, but He for our profit, that we might be partakers of His holiness. Hebrews 12:10. Of this fact we can be absolutely sure. God loved the Jews so much, He was willing to do whatever was necessary to bring them to their senses. And you can depend on His love for you in providing the same. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.